Dear listeners, this is the final part of the Vagina Monologues.
And all I could think about was the time when I was 10 and I'd lost my gold ring with the emeralds in the lake. How I kept diving over and over to the bottom of the lake, running my hands over rocks and fish and bottle caps and slimy stuff. But never my ring. Panic, I felt. I knew I'd be punished. The woman who ran the workshop saw my insane sweating, scrambling, and heavy breathing. She came over. I told her, it's gone! It's gone! I lost my clitoris! I shouldn't have worn it swimming! She laughed and calmly stroked my forehead and told me my clitoris was both the doorbell to my house and the house itself. Of course, I had to be it. Be it? Be my clitoris. So I put the mirror down. I lay back on my mat and I close my eyes. Like an astronaut re-entering the surface of the earth. It's quiet on what had suddenly become me. There was a little quiver at first, which urged me to stay. My vagina is a shell, a tulip, and a destiny. I'm arriving at my
vagina happy fact. This is taken from Women, an Intimate Geography by Natalie Anger. The clitoris is pure in purpose. It is the only organ in the body designed purely for pleasure. The clitoris is simply a bundle of nerves, 8,000 nerve fibers to be precise. That's a higher concentration of nerve fibers than is found anywhere else in the male or female body, including lips, fingertips, and tongue. And it is twice the number in the penis.